Good morning, everyone. Okay. So the reading today is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. Now Jesus has been born, and the angels have visited the shepherds in the fields. When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
I need more than an assistant. I've got my glasses in my pocket. You cheeky lot, you lot, aren't you? It's an interesting time of year, isn't it? It's a very interesting time of year. One of our family traditions until the children left home was we would all sit in the spa on the last day of the year, and we would give thanks for what we have enjoyed over the previous year. And we'd all sit there and try to think and you know, come up with something. Often it was the holiday the previous January. So it was a great thing to do. If we did it now, all the water would come out because we're all adults. And there's a few hanger-oners as well that would probably have to join us. But it's a time of year when we kind of look backwards and are thankful, but are looking at forwards to seeing what's happening for the new year. And I thought today, it might feel a little bit like a Christmas reading, but I thought today, I've thought a lot about the things of the story around the birth of Jesus and around the shepherds and the Magi, and we're going to talk about Magi next week, but just and having a few reflections on one of those things. But Christmas has happened, and there's been this clash of culture. When Jesus comes into the world, he steps into the room. And if you're here on Christmas Day, you'd have heard David talk about this culture change, this two different cultures being played against one another. And we have the same situation here as we look at New Year. Because often there's this whole, it's everyone goes, you know, oh, what's your New Year's resolution? I've never been very good at New Year's resolutions, because by January the 2nd, they've kind of gone out the window. But there's all this self-help of self-improvement and self-this, and you need to be better looking, you need to be skinnier, you need to be fatter, you need to be taller, you need to be better at this, you need to learn a new language, and all of those things are probably good if in the right circumstance. But the clash of the culture is the fact that actually we're followers of Jesus. And so the new year isn't about being self-help, it's about being transformed by the power of God. And so I just want to spend a little bit of time as I reflect, and this is very much a reflection of looking at the shepherds in their fields and how they dealt with some of the unknowns and how they dealt with their life and how that relates to us. Interesting, the whole story of the shepherd in Luke is the only gospel that the shepherds are talked about is in Luke. It's really interesting when you look at the parallels of the Gospels. The story of Jesus being born is only in two of them. John starts with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God." So he kind of starts with a Genesis. Mark goes straight to John the Baptist. And it's only Matthew and Luke who talk about the details. And they both come from a different angle. And it's interesting that Luke uses the story of the shepherds. You know, Luke's gospel is actually all about, right through it, you find that Luke is saying it's the outsiders. It's the ones who shouldn't get the whole thing of the kingdom of God are the ones who get it and follow him. So it's interesting that Luke includes the shepherds, because they're kind of on the outer. They're outside Bethlehem. They're kind of lower class, not really that important, unless you like sheep. And they had the late shift, didn't they? They were in the middle of the night looking after their sheep. I'm glad I don't have to stay up and look after our sheep. That's why we have fences. Great invention. But there they were, sitting outside, looking after their sheep. And as we know the story, an angel came and spoke to them, and they were afraid. They were terrified. And then they said, oh, perhaps we'd better go and find out and see what happens. And so they go, and they meet Jesus. And then they come back, and they rejoice, as we heard in the story. So a few reflections. As we look at our new year, as we look at what is to come in this year, I don't know about you, but there's a whole lot of things I'm not sure about. There's a few uncertainties about life. I don't know what school I'm going to, maybe. Sometimes it might be a work situation. You don't know what relationship issues you're going to be walking through. You know, there's often unknowns in where we're walking and where we're going. So here we go. The shepherds, what were they doing? They were being faithful. They were doing what they were meant to be doing. They were being faithful in the job that they'd been given to do. Even though it was uncomfortable, even though it wasn't nice for some people, there they were. They were working. They were doing what they needed to do. So my reflection is that as we think about our new year, let's continue to be faithful. Let's continue to serve. Let's continue to be generous. Let's continue to create community. Let's continue to be the people of God we're called to be. If unknown is there, we can be sure that Jesus is with us. He's promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So let's be faithful, even if we don't have a great, incredible plan. And I'm not saying that any of those things aren't good. It's great to have a plan. But let's trust in God rather than in our plan. So let's be faithful. So that as the shepherds were faithful, they then heard something of God. Often we think we need to spend an incredible amount of energy and time waiting for God to speak to us. But actually, I believe God wants to speak to us in our everyday. He wants to speak to us as we serve, as we are faithful. So that's the first thing, my first reflection. The shepherds, they were being faithful when God spoke to them. They were just doing what they always do. The second thing I reflected on was their first response was utter fear. How often is that my first response? You know, we think of the first responders and you think of the fire and emergency department, you think of the police department, you think of the ambulance. They're trained to go and do their job so that fear doesn't become a part of it. Well, it's actually, you talk to them and they say, actually, fear is a part of it. It's just they've learnt to train themselves to work beyond that fear. For a while, I was watching a TV program series thing. I don't know if you call it TV anymore, whether it's Netflix or Neon or all those other things. It's, I don't know whether it's TV or not. But anyway, I was watching the show. It's called SWAT. And it was a program how an American SWAT team, which is the special police force, where they would go into very dangerous situations that the normal police didn't want to go into, and they would step into it. And one of the things that they said was, it's not without fear that we go into these situations, but our training is the thing that holds us together and it's working together. They had good systems in play. So we don't live our life without fear. Being fearful isn't godlessness. Being fearful is part of life. I was in a situation where I was chatting to a young fella about 2 weeks ago, and I was sitting down on the red couches out here in the front. And there was no one else in the building, and except the cleaner was out, Liam was out the back somewhere. And I sat down and started talking to this guy, and he got very, very agitated. And for the first time in a long time, I thought, oh, is this guy going to hit me? He was so angry at life, at everything. And my first response was, oh, yeah, let's back away, let's get out of it. And sometimes we have to be sensible. I'm not saying be stupid. But I just kept asking questions, and I just listened. And all he needed was someone to hear him rant. Someone to hear him express his fear, express his angst. And in the end, I gave him a massive food basket and some food and some goodies, and he went on his way. But sometimes we have to allow God to help us in our fear. Because it would have been really easy for me to go, I'm really good at making an excuse, say, oh, look, really sorry, I've got a meeting, I need to go. Thanks for coming in, and walked in through the safe doors. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that at times. We need to be in tune, but I just felt like, hang on, you need to listen to this guy. So in the same way, the shepherds, their first response was fear. And somehow we need, as we hear where we're going into our future, we need to get beyond our fear of change, get beyond our fear of failure. As a young fella, I used to play quite a bit of sport, but there were some things I didn't play because I knew I wouldn't win. Why would you play something you can't win? Because I actually had a fear of failure. It was part of my whole identity, and part of the transformation that God has had to change in me to lose a lot. So I lost the fear of failure. But as a young fella, I used to do athletics, and I would work myself up so, so much. And I was relatively good at that age when I didn't have to train. And so I was fast, and I won more than I lost. So that when I started losing, I don't want to do it anymore. And so often the fear paralyzes us. And when we think of our new year that's coming, is the fear of the unknown going to paralyze us and say, no, I'm just going to stay in my little comfort bubble? Is the fear of failure going to say, I'm not going to play, I'm just going to stay in my bubble? Is the fear of failure, of disappointment, of the unknown, fear of change, are they the things that are going to hold us back, or are they the things that we're going to step into and say, God, with your help, I want to do it your way? And eventually we see that so that was the second point, that their first response was fear. And yet they overcame their fear and it turned into action. So they heard the word of the Lord and they went. I guess my prayer for my family is that we hear something of the word of the Lord, that we respond out of obedience. That we step towards what God is asking of us. And that as a parish, that we would step towards what God is asking of us. Even if that means there's some unknowns there. That we step into our future rather than shy away from it. So the invitation was to see that God's word, we're invited into action, not by our own self-help model, but actually by trusting in the living God. He is real. He is with us. He is for you. So often action brings change. Action means we have to rearrange life. Action means we have to step into situations that we might not be comfortable with. And every year brings about change. Life changes. Who knows what's going to happen this year? Who knows what COVID will throw at us again this year? Who knows what different government will throw into it, or different government or parliamentary or different things will throw at us this year? We don't know. But we can walk into this year with hope and with faith. Why? Because we walk with Jesus. As we sang, you know, He is the one. It is Jesus. And my last reflection on the shepherds was that when they did, and they saw and they encountered Jesus, their response was praise. Their response was worship. Their response was a living life that changed them. They were transformed by meeting Jesus. And I hope that this year that we are changed as we meet with Jesus, as we walk with Jesus, as we are disciples with Jesus, that we would be changed, that we wouldn't stay the same. I don't want to stay the same. I want to grow to be more and more like him. I want to walk into what he's called us for. I want to know what it is to follow him as a true disciple of Jesus. Because it never ends, no matter how young or how old you are, we're disciples of Jesus. And part of that is that we spend our time praising him, thanking him. God's promises are yes and amen. He is faithful, and he will complete the work that he has begun. So as we finish, as we consider our world in 2023, sounds funny saying it, let's be faithful in what we're supposed to be doing. Let's be faithful in our serving, in our being generous, in our building community, and being light and life to those in the world around us. Let's keep our eyes and ears open to recognize the voice of God as we're in that space. Let's step into the obedience and action that God has called us to in spite of our fear and the unknown. Because we can trust that Jesus, he is the one that we can trust with our life for this year, whether it be financially, in whatever situation you find yourself, whatever relationship issues you might have to walk through, whatever workplace issues you have to walk through, whatever health issues you may have to walk through, we can trust in him. Not that it's going to be easy or perfect, but it's always with him, and it's with each other. So we can trust him. Because as it says in Colossians 1, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, things visible and invisible, thrones and powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. It is in Jesus we have our hope. It is in Jesus that we can walk into this year with confidence, not that it's going to be better than last year, not that it's going to be perfect, but we have the promise that we walk with him, for he holds all things together, because he is the Lord God Almighty. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your life in us. Thank you that you have promised to walk with us in every circumstance. Lord, would you help us lay down our fears and our worries, that we would walk with you in confidence, knowing that you have got us, that you do hold everything together. It is your world, and we can trust you. Lord, I ask that as a parish, we would know what it is to walk into our future together, whatever that might look like, and that we would trust you in every step we take. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.